In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, God said, "Let there be light." So we pray together. God, our Mother and our Father, we light a candle of hope to celebrate with all your people as we watch and wait for your plans and promises to be fulfilled. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. God of hope, in our busyness, may we find space to see you at work in our lives and our world. May we be people who radiate your hope as we worship in celebration today. Amen.
Welcome to our World Day of Prayer service, celebrated today all over the world in seven regions. This is reflected in our service as we light seven candles. Warmest greetings from the women of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. We rejoice that although we have many things in common, we are a diverse people. Over the years, the British Isles has welcomed people from all corners of the earth, some who have chosen to come and others who are refugees, fleeing from persecution in their own lands. Today, we are a multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-faith society. We are proud of our diversity and keen to preserve these differences of language and culture. We rejoice in the variety of natural beauty found in the British Isles, its mountains and craggy moorland, its fertile fields and pasture land, its rolling downs and spectacular coastal scenery, its small islands. The theme of our service today is God's promise found in the book of Jeremiah. I know the plans I have for you. Focusing on freedom, forgiveness, justice, and God's peace, let us see how this promise can be a sign of hope for all people.
Thank you.
Prophet Jeremiah lived some 600 years before the birth of Christ, at a time of great political crisis. The southern kingdom of Judah had been invaded by the Babylonians, and many of its people taken from Jerusalem into exile. The people had lost the land they believed God had given them, and they longed to return, but the future looked bleak. Our chosen passage is part of a letter from Jeremiah setting out God's plan for the exiles. They are to stay where they are and make new lives for themselves in this foreign land.
The following reading is taken from Jeremiah 29, verses 1 to 3. These are the words of the letter that the prophet Jeremiah sent from Jerusalem to the remaining elders among the exiles, and to the priests, the prophets, and all the people Nebuchadnezzar had taken into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. This was after King Jeconiah and the Queen Mother, the court officials, the leaders of Judah and Jerusalem, the artisans, and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage, that they may have sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease, but seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare you will find your welfare. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let the prophets and the diviners who are among you deceive you, and do not listen to the dreams that they dream. For it is a lie that they are prophesying to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord.
For thus says the Lord, only when Babylon's 70 years are completed will I visit you, and I will fulfill to you my promise and bring you back to this place. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will heal you. When you search for me, you will find me. If you seek me with all of your heart, I will let you find me, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile.
Thank you.
And we say together, God, our Mother and our Father, we light a candle of hope to celebrate with all your people as we watch and wait for your plans and promises to be fulfilled. God told the exiles from Judah to care for the people and the place where they have been sent. Often we fall short of caring for God's world and God's people. So let us bring those times to God and ask for God's forgiveness.
We are aware that much of the suffering faced by our sisters and brothers across the world is a result of our colonial past. We acknowledge this and are sorry that as a country we have often put ourselves first at the expense of others. Gracious God, forgive us. God, in your mercy, forgive us. We think of your beautiful world and how we have taken it for granted and squandered its resources. Gracious God, forgive us. God, in your mercy, forgive us. Our fellow sisters and brothers cry out to you. We have failed to love them well. We have not loved our neighbours as you have taught us. Sometimes we have not even loved ourselves. Compassionate God, forgive us. God, in your mercy, forgive us. God, in your mercy, help us all to act on your call for repentance. Jesus, thank you that through your sacrifice we are forgiven. Holy Spirit, transform our hearts and minds so that we may live and love as Jesus showed us. Amen. Amen.
The people of Jeremiah's time found themselves in a place where they did not want to be, away from their homeland and excluded from their culture, worship, and homes. There are many people who have settled in the British Isles after having fled their homeland and culture. In the land of prosperity, there are many who are poor. And in the midst of crowded cities, many are lonely. How can we tell all their stories? We cannot, but we can hear voices telling us to listen to what it means to feel excluded in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland. So what does it mean to feel excluded in England, Wales, and Northern Ireland?
Living in poverty, regularly missing a meal so that my children might not go hungry.
Living in fear because my partner abuses me physically, emotionally, and sexually.
Living in loneliness and isolation because of my age, disability, ethnic origin, or sexuality.
Thank you.
God, our Mother and our Father, we light a candle of hope to celebrate with all your people as we watch and wait for your plans and promises to be fulfilled.
There are times in our lives when we find ourselves in situations where we do not want to be. Sometimes, like the exiles in Babylon, we cannot see a way forward and long for God to intervene. When God does, it is often in ways that we could never have imagined and not at all as we expected. Listen to the true stories of three British women who found themselves living in difficult situations, in exile due to poverty, fear, isolation, and of how God's plans for them have blessed them in very unexpected ways.
My name is Lena, and I've helped my son to bring up my four grandsons after their mother left them. My son struggles with mental health issues and cannot work. So there is very little money for even their basic needs. I used to go without food myself in order to buy food for him and the boys. 5 years ago, my grandsons attended an event at my local church where they were welcomed warmly. Since then, this church has become our wider family. They help us with regular donations of food from the food bank and have helped us with clothing and holidays for the family. One member of the congregation is a retired teacher and helped the grandchildren with their homework on a Wednesday night. Through the love of this church, we have found a safe space. People who love us and will not let us down. I thank God for the way that he has worked out his plans to bless us, to give us hope and a future through my local church.
God,
our Father, we light a candle of hope to celebrate with all your people as we watch and wait for your plans and promises to be fulfilled.
It doesn't always feel like fear when I am with him. Mostly, I feel uneasy, like I am treading on eggshells, unsure of what he is going to do next or what he is going to make me do next. His indifference towards me stings. His unkindness shrivels me up inside. His threats make me paranoid. God is a weapon he uses to control me. I am a shell of who I used to be. When I was pregnant, he hurt me so badly that the baby was born early. In the days I spent in the hospital, not knowing if my child would live, God spoke to me. Stop praying for your child to live. Instead, pray for my will to be done. I said yes to God, who offered only to be present, with no promises that everything would be okay. And yet, my baby is now 13 years old, happy and healthy. My life has been filled with more joy and beauty than I ever thought possible. And I am free from the man who abused me so terribly. No longer do I fear. God has good plans for me.
God,
our Mother and our Father, we light a candle of hope to celebrate with all your people as we watch and wait for your plans and promises to be fulfilled.
I had plans for my life. I would go to university and become a teacher. But when I was 16, I was diagnosed with brain tumours and needed lots of surgery. One operation saved my life, but caused me to lose my hearing. I was terrified in my world of silence. All thoughts of a career in education vanished. I struggled to understand what people said to me as I watched their lips move. I struggled to understand sign language too. I felt caught between the hearing world and the deaf world, fitting into neither. I became very isolated and withdrawn. I wanted to end my life, but God had other plans. As I gradually accepted that my plans could not happen, I asked God to use my life for His glory. And He began to show me His plans. He wanted me to use my story for Him. He knows the plans He has for me, and I have learned that I do not need to know them. I need to trust Him. I am better at lip reading and sign language now, although I still struggle to understand what people say sometimes. But I know that whatever I go through, God whispers His peace and love into my heart, and I do not need to be able to hear to know His whisper.
God, our Mother and our Father, we light a candle of hope to celebrate with all your people as we watch and wait for your plans and promises to be fulfilled.
The people walking in darkness have seen a great light.
Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
God's promises of freedom, forgiveness, justice, and peace are fulfilled in Jesus. He is the life-giving light, which even the deepest darkness cannot extinguish. It is through Jesus that we are able to come close to God and discern God's plans for us.
God of the past, the present, and the future, we thank you that you love us faithfully and uniquely. You loved us before we knew anything about you. You care for us in every moment of our lives. You know our deepest thoughts, our highest hopes, and our greatest fears. You know the best and the worst in us, and still you love us. Thank you that you never let us go. Thank you for the plans and promises you have made for us, which give us hope for today and tomorrow. God of our past, our present, and our future, receive our thanks and praise, which we offer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We're going to spend some time reflecting upon God's promise to the people of Judah and what it might mean to us today, particularly in regard to current events in Ukraine, Russia, and Eastern Europe. So during the pauses, please feel free to write or draw your thoughts in the space provided on the pages 18 and 19, or simply think silently. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. Then when you call upon me and come and pray to me, I will hear you. As you came in, you were given a packet of seeds. A seed is full of potential and hope. What might God be saying to you? What hope does God have for you and your future? We pray for what is in our hearts. What stops you from hearing God's call? We pray that we might hear God's voice. Seeds need the right conditions to grow. Where do seeds of hope need planting in your life? Where do seeds of hope need planting in your community? Where do seeds of hope need planting in your country? How can these seeds of hope be nourished in your life, in your community, in your country? We pray for these places and situations. Take these seeds and plant them as a reminder of God's constant love and your hopes.
God, our Mother and our Father, we light a candle of hope and participate with all your people in responsive prayer for action to bring to life the plans and promises you have for us.
Thank you.
Now we come to our prayers of intercession. In light of the situation of Russia and Ukraine, the World Day of Prayer Committee has prepared a special additional prayer, which we will start with. God of the past, the present, and the future, our thoughts and prayers are with our sisters and brothers in Ukraine and the surrounding countries in their fear and distress. We pray too for all other regions of the world where there is conflict, unrest, or oppression. We pray that reconciliation will overcome hatred, peace will conquer war, hope will replace despair, and that your plans for the world and for us its people will be fulfilled. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are hungry, who do not have enough to live with dignity, that they may find generosity in their communities. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are abused in any way, whose homes or places of study or work are places not of safety but of fear, that they may be strengthened and freed from abusers and fear. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who live in loneliness or isolation, that they may know friendship and community. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who are shunned, from whom people turn away, that they may be included and know themselves loved as children of God. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. For all who have been displaced, who live in exile and in fear of losing everything they have ever known, that they may know God's peace and strength in their lives. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Let us commend ourselves and all for whom we pray to the mercy and protection of God, in the name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ.
Let us pray as our Saviour taught us, using our own native language, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our offerings for the World Day of Prayer movement and other Christian charities will now be received as we sing our next song. We remain seated as we sing.
Thank you.
faithful God, knowing that your plans for our lives are good and your promises are to be trusted, we offer these gifts in praise and thanksgiving. May be that they be used according to your will for the benefit of all your people. Loving God, that we have been gathered in your presence and shared in worship. Now may we go forth into the world confident that we are your children, knowing that you have called us by name. In our daily life, may we align ourselves to your will, seeking direction to follow your plan and patience in the waiting. In the challenges and joys we face, may we be assured we do not face them alone. Let us go in peace, hope, and love. In the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen.